Hey, I'm Jonathan Miller, and this is the Housing Helix Podcast. I'm a real estate appraiser, analyst, and blogger based in New York who is interested in pretty much anything related to housing with an analytical bent. The Housing Helix is the real estate conversation in long form with information, analysis, and commentary, as well as insights from housing-related experts that have something interesting to share. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. I hope you enjoy it. This is a brief recap of the Baltimore metro area housing market's results for 2010 year end, primarily compared to 2009. The metrics were crunched by RBI, Real Estate Business Intelligence, which is a subsidiary of MRIS, which is the Mid-Atlantic region's source for real estate information for real estate professionals. The Baltimore metro area is defined as Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, Carroll County, Harford County, and Howard County. And I think the key issue that we saw in the housing market in 2010 compared to 2009, and I'm a big believer in this metric versus others, is sales activity. And we did see sales activity slip. In fact, the headline of the RBI release is titled Baltimore Metro Area Year-End Sales Fall 2.8% Short of Prior Year. And this is really the story. So we saw sales activity slip 2.8%. However, over the last 3 years, sales activity has been relatively stable. In other words, sort of bouncing up and down by a few percentage points since the onset of the global credit crunch, which began in 2008. Sales activity is off about 47% from peak in 2005. And I think it's important to distinguish peak from normal, or in other words, the middle of this last decade. I think you could characterize as an anomaly and not something that we're hoping we return to, because essentially that's what the economy and most of its citizens are paying for now. The other way we can verify the fact that mortgage or credit is tight is the role that cash purchases have played in the market. So we saw a 40% increase in the number of cash purchases. Cash purchases accounted for 20.1% of all sales in 2010, up from 14.4% in 2009. That's a 40% year-over-year increase. Still, the majority of purchases are FHA and conventional financing, but the increase in cash purchases, I think, is reflective of the tight credit conditions that continue to exist, largely because of elevated unemployment, but also the past issues, what I call legacy issues of bad lending decisions in prior years, and also the elevated amount of foreclosure activity, which is often enabled, the transaction is enabled from a purchaser with cash. A couple of other metrics that we look at is, and everybody likes to look at prices, and we certainly track housing prices in many different ways through RBI. However, if you look at the overall pricing numbers, I think you have to look a little bit deeper to see what they mean. If we look at the median sale price year over year in the Baltimore metro housing market, it was $235,000, which is 2.1% below $240,000 in 2009. That decline, if you examine a little bit closer, we see different performance based on the different types of housing stock. So if we break out the market between detached housing and attached housing, attached primarily being a co-op condo or some sort of townhome, detached being primarily single family, there's a clear distinction. On the detached housing, the average sale price was $351,000 and is up a nominal 0.7% from $349,000. So in all house sales, prices slipped, depending on whether you're looking at average or median price, 1 to 2.1%. If you're looking at detached housing, it actually increased. And if you look at attached housing, it actually decreased. And that decline, I think, is primarily attributable to last year, meaning 2009,
We saw that's where a lot of the action was because of the tax credit. First-time home buyers, after we have a sharp market correction, usually the first market segment to return to the market is the lower end of the market. And that's clearly what happened in Baltimore in terms of activity waking up. Now that activity is shifting to a more normal distribution, and we're seeing less emphasis on the smaller or lower end of the market, that's where the demand has eased up, and we are seeing prices slip, whereas in the single-family or detached market, we're seeing housing prices and sales activity essentially stable or flat. And that's an important distinction when you just, rather than just taking the headline number of pricing declining and sales activity declining. The last metric is this idea of days on market. We track days on market, and there was a real improvement. The average number of days it took to sell a home in 2010 was 108. And that is just about two weeks faster than the 121-day average of 2009. However, the 108-day average is still well above or much slower by more than a month of the 70-day annual average we've had for the last 10 years. In other words, over the last decade, we've averaged 70 days to sell a property. We're now at 108, which is faster than 121 in the prior year, but you can see that days on market as a metric was much slower, or much faster rather, much lower in the middle of the decade when we had the credit boom. So all in all, housing market remains weak. I'd characterize it as weak, but trying to stabilize, and that's a brief recap of the Baltimore metro area housing market for 2010. You can check out more data online at RBI's website, rbiintel.com.
That's it for this edition of the Housing Helix podcast. As always, you can send comments and recommend guests to my email address, jmiller@millersamuel.com. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. So until next time, I'm Jonathan Miller, and thanks for listening to the Housing Helix podcast.